An investigation is underway after an ambulance crash in Kensington. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
The incident occurred at F Street and East Allegheny Avenue, which is just two blocks away from the notorious drug corner of Kensington and Allegheny Avenues. The city paramedic unit was en route to a call when it struck and killed a woman around midnight. Police believe the driver did not see the person at the time of the collision. Officials are investigating the incident and should be aided by a number of video cameras set up near the scene of the fatal shooting. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
SEPTA officials say they've implemented some 40 measures to mitigate problems with their Silverliner 4 regional rail cars and keep them on the tracks in the wake of several recent fires. The National Transportation Safety Board told SEPTA this week that the agency should remove the 50-year-old cars from service. Agency head Scott Sauer says a February fire in Ridley Park was the start of the problem. Another fire last week was the most recent.
The fault light was lit, it didn't get reported, and then it led eventually to the traction motor fire.
SEPTA says replacing the cars would take a decade and cost $2 billion, money SEPTA doesn't have. Burlington County officials celebrated a major expansion at the Westampton campus of the Burlington County Institute of Technology. The 39,000 square feet of extra space includes a new diesel garage, large logistics training area, and improvements to existing classrooms. Ashanti Holly, the school's superintendent, says the new facilities allow students to learn on state-of-the-art equipment.
When they go out into the workforce, they've already had 4 years of experience on that equipment, so that gives them a competitive edge.
The $14 million project was mostly paid for through a New Jersey state grant. The expansion will allow 100 additional students to enroll in programs at the school. Beautiful day in our region, 67 right now, expecting a high around 73 today. This weekend, we get a mini blast of warm weather, maybe our last of the year. 82 and sunny on Saturday, 83 and sunny on Sunday.